Now let's look at the type of BPO business. We discussed this in the overview where we have information technology outsourcing, customer support, call center services, finance and accounting. So these are specific to the kind of services being outsourced. So ITO would include IT functions like software development or app development or infrastructure management or network support. Customer support or call center are more about customer management like customer service or complaint management or help desk centers. Finance and accounting is about payroll management. Then you have human resource outsourcing, which would be like HR functions. It could also include recruitment. It could include employee engagement and multiple subsets of human resource as a function. Knowledge process outsourcing, legal, chartered accountants, company secretaries. Then you have procurement outsourcing, which we discussed, supply chain of procuring raw material or finished goods or machinery for client organizations. And then you have healthcare business process outsourcing. So medical billing, medical coding, claim adjudication. So these are different kind of processes. And then look at the driver of BPO business. So drivers, as we've said, is related or aligned to the reasons for outsourcing. So cost, efficiency, knowledge transfer, focus on non-core businesses, scalability. So you have internal factors and you have external factors. So overview of the primary drivers can be categorized as internal and external factors. So cost, skill set, legacy. So cost has always been the primary reason. That's where outsourcing gained prominence, where you were able to carry out non-core functions from a different center, different country, but at a much, much more lower cost. Then it moves to knowledge. You had the access to English-speaking graduates, which moved beyond, and then you had access to engineering graduates, you had access to IT professionals. If you talk about legal process outsourcing, you had access to law graduates, you have access to software developers. So outsourcing evolved, and as technology advanced, as the expertise of your service providers evolved, as you had niche providers coming into play, the drivers also evolved from cost to knowledge transfer to strategic discussions. So as we discussed that outsourcing moved from non-core and supporting functions to core functions. For example, you could be a startup and you could outsource your entire product development or app development, which is of immense strategic importance to a service provider. So the reasons, the drivers, would be aligned to your strategic business goals. So here again is a graphical representation. You have internal factors, you have external factors. Internal factors could be your cost, skill set. You may not have manpower available depending upon the skill set you require. Then you have legacy systems. You may need access to better infrastructure, the latest technology. You want access to the latest trends. And then you have external factors. So globalization, being able to reach the entire global market, and you want to fuel the growth of your organization. So drivers need to be aligned to your strategic business goals. So let's look at the internal factors in a bit of detail. So cost reduction was and will remain one of the major reasons. But depending upon the drivers, sometimes you may overlook the cost. For example, if an app development by a skilled service provider may cost you higher than developing the app in-house, you may still go ahead with outsourcing because you are giving more importance to the skill set, the technology, and the finished product's quality and efficiency. But in most of the operation, cost reduction remains a priority. Whether it's the number one priority or not, that could change, but it's always a key internal factor to outsource because you want to achieve cost saving by leveraging economies of scale. Then comes the skill set challenge, hiring the skilled manpower for those business processes. Service providers, because they are doing it day in, day out, those processes are core business functions for the provider. They already have an entire system in place to hire and train skilled or unskilled manpowers. And then you want to address legacy system hurdles, where you want to overcome challenges associated with legacy systems through outsourcing solutions. For example, a traditional bank running on legacy systems. Now you have companies like Infosys or Wipro who can provide you with better systems for your banking operations. So rather than developing something in-house and going through the entire trial and error, you would want to outsource and leverage the technological advancement of your service provider. And then we had the external factors, which is again embracing new technologies. Providers are more updated about new trends, new technology. They have research and development teams to identify new trends, sometimes develop new solutions for your business requirements. Globalization becomes another key factor. And then as a strategic decision, you want to drive growth through outsourcing. You want to leverage outsourcing as a strategic driver for your overall business growth. So these are the internal and external factors which become drivers for your strategic decision to outsource to a service provider. So let's look at the strategic drivers again. So first is focus on core component. This we discussed in the overview, that you want to outsource something which is a critical function, supporting function, but is non-core to your primary business function. For again, example, customer service for a technical company, or claim processing, data entry for a healthcare operations. So you want to enable your internal resources to focus on the core processes and outsource the non-core supporting functions to a skilled service provider. Then you want to switch to alternative business processes. So you want to explore alternative processes. You want to explore how things could be done better. So again, you get access to a provider who's already been doing that. And you want to achieve a higher shareholder value by reducing cost and by improving efficiency of your processes. Then we come to the tactical drivers. So again, managing operational costs. Costs would always be a key factor in outsourcing. Addressing skill set shortages, you are able to have a service provider who is able to provide, scale up and scale down as per the business requirement, and then improve quality and turnaround time. So efficiency, so cost, skill set, efficiency, these become the tactical drivers on why you would choose to drive. And then again, financial drivers, where cost is important, you reduce cost. Because you focus on your core functions, you're able to focus more on revenue generation. These support functions can become cost centers for your company. They don't generate revenue for you. They are expenses. So by reducing cost, you're freeing up your resources to focus on your core processes, and hence they focus on growing your business. They focus more on your revenue generation. And then it's CapEx versus OpEx. You're evaluating your financial implications of CapEx versus operational expenses in outsourcing. For example, if you want to set up an in-house unit for a non-core process, there is a capital expenditure involved. If you choose to outsource, there is no CapEx involved. You're paying as you use the services. So operational expenses. So these become the financial drivers. So if you see from tactical to strategic to financial, you would see a lot of overlap. Cost is the primary factor. Quality and efficiency improvement. So they complement each other. So these all are strategic goals. You want to reduce your cost, deliver more value to the shareholders, improve quality and improve efficiency of your overall business functions. Then you have technical drivers, where we discuss that sometimes your service providers, because they are experts in that particular domain, that particular process, they have access to the latest technology. So rather than as a company, you're trying to gain that technology knowledge, the systems, manpower, you want to leverage the skill set and the advancement, the updates of your service provider. Then you also embrace big data, cloud computing, automation, which as a non-technology company, for example, a bank or a hospital or a healthcare company or a law firm, you may not have an in-house capability when it comes to cloud computing or machine learning or automation, but your service provider has that capability and will keep on upgrading itself. So you leverage on that. So you have strategic, you have tactical, you have financial, and these are your technical drivers. And then you have your geopolitical drivers. So there is an indirect driver through globalization. Now, understanding the indirect influence of geopolitical factors on outsourcing decisions, this can also be because of the relation between two countries, the government policies, the political agendas, how a government is supporting the outsourcing industry, like SEZs become an important policy benefit, taxation benefits to startups in the outsourcing industry. So these become important drivers because ultimately the cost and ease of doing business is being passed on to the client organization. So let's look at the global BPO industry overview. So one, you have the growth and transformation we discussed from the first generation, where it was primarily about non-core support functions, how it's moved from to the second, third, fourth, and now in the fifth generation, where it's more about technology, it's about outsourcing critical business processes. Then we have diversification of services. So highlighting the diversification of BPO services across various industry verticals, now companies want to leverage on the skills, technology of the BPO and the ITES providers. So that's how the global industry has evolved, which will obviously mirror the evolution of the BPO industry in India as well. So the major outsourcing hubs remain India and Philippines. The primary reason has been the availability of English speaking manpower, which is a huge advantage for both India and Philippines if you compare that to countries like, say, South Korea or China. So these have been the advantage. But if we talk about the technical outsourcing aspects, you have other countries which are competing. And then we have emerging destinations in Malaysia, Mexico, Poland, and Brazil. So these are also now competing with the top hubs in terms of India and Philippines in the global contract space. Let's look at the BPO and technological advancements. So we've been talking about artificial intelligence and machine learning. So here we have artificial intelligence and RPA. RPA is robotic process automation. It automates certain manual tasks, for example, data entry. Now, if you outsource processing of, let's say, home loan documents of a bank, now there are a lot of fields which are repetitive in every form. So you could automate and you could eliminate manual intervention in entering of those fields. So that is RPA. What you're doing is you're improving the efficiency of your back office process. So these have an impact on the turnaround time, on the cost, the efficiency, and the quality of the business process. Then you have big data. So there's a lot of data which is being generated with everybody being connected, everything moving into digital, and companies do not have expertise in big data. It requires certain software capabilities. It requires certain manpower capabilities. And again, because of service providers having access to technology, having access to IT professionals, having access to engineering graduates, they're able to provide these services and expertise to companies outsourcing to them. And then comes cloud computing, which highlights the importance of cloud computing in BPO industry delivery. So now we're also talking about quantum computing, which we'll discuss in the BPO trends. So these have actually allowed companies, see, from first generation to second generation, where it was more about non-core functions being outsourced, companies are now able to outsource core functions because of the technological advancements. Let's talk about the transformation in the BPO industries, and chatbots and virtual assistants play a major part. A while ago, we discussed that how chatbots are now being used for customer care operations. So now if I have to go to a bank's website and get my query answered, I or any customer does not really have to chat with a real person. There are AI chatbots which would have a conversational chat with me because of advancements in technology. That has improved efficiency and that has helped companies operate with fewer manpower with more predictable results. And this is what now companies are able to leverage upon. So as we said that companies earlier had to transfer knowledge and technology to the service provider, but now it's a reverse transfer. Companies now are able to adopt technology and advancements which the service provider is able to provide to the client organization. So it helps in cost savings. It also helps in predictability, scalability, and being able to operate in a more controlled environment. The BPO industry is now adapting to the changing customer expectations by incorporating AI-driven solutions. Now you don't want to be left behind because as customers interact with AI-driven solutions, chatbots, or seamless systems, seamless banking systems, customer expectations increases and clients need to cater to the changes in customer expectation, and hence the drivers to outsource becomes the reason to access the latest technology which these service providers can provide the clients. So technology now becomes a strategic asset. So in BPO provides position BPO's but technology becomes a strategic asset when it comes to business process outsourcing. Now, BPO providers position technology not just as a tool, but as a strategic asset driving service quality and innovation. This again comes from the fact that the providers have access to the best and the latest technology which the clients do not have. So this becomes a strategic tool when it comes to positioning themselves in the entire BPO landscape. Automation and RPA, again, technologies like robotic process automation, which is automating manual tasks like data entry or repetitive tasks, streamline the entire business process because you're able to eliminate the manual errors. 80% or 70% of your entire operations could now be system driven, with only 20 or 30%, in some cases maybe even just 10% being managed by actual humans. So you're able to operate at a much, much, much lower manpower by eliminating your entire human and repetitive errors. So big data is again a major factor which BPOs leverage big data analytics for valuable insights. You're able to provide analytics to clients at a much, much quicker time. Earlier, the entire analysis was done using spreadsheets or SQL databases. Now that's moved beyond. So you are able to analyze larger volumes of data at a much, much, much quicker turnaround time. Then comes cloud computing. Now, cloud-based solutions offer scalability, flexibility, and cost-effective infrastructure. Now, what cloud computing has done is it's given rise to smaller BPOs. Earlier, if you had to set up a BPO unit, be it IT outsourcing or be it customer care outsourcing, you had capital expenditure in terms of data centers, in terms of telecommunications. But with cloud computing, you could operate a BPO unit or an IT outsourcing unit in a very, very small setup, even from your own living room, for example, because you're accessing the technology on cloud using internet connectivity. And the quality of internet connectivity has improved tremendously. So this has reduced the entire capital expenditure required for setting up a BPO unit and providing services to the clients. Then you have the role in digital transformation. BPO providers now play a pivotal role in the client's digital transformation journeys because now, as we've discussed, it's also about the reverse knowledge transfer. BPOs have also become knowledge hubs for the clients because they are now domain experts or niche providers for a certain industry or a certain business process. But despite of all the improvements and advantages, Now we come to the BPO industry challenges. In spite of all the developments and improvements in technology, the industry still faces some of the similar challenges which we discussed in the BPO overview. And the first is the skilled manpower shortage. As technology becomes a backbone of BPO operations, providers need to hire technically qualified manpower. Earlier, it was hiring English-speaking graduates. Now it's about hiring IT graduates, skilled graduates. So skill shortages remain a major challenge for the BPO industry. Then you have data security and privacy. Earlier, because of the nature of processes being outsourced, it was less about data being stored in the cloud. But now customer data, business data is being stored, is being transmitted. So maintaining that because of phishing attacks, because of cybersecurity attacks, has become a key challenge both for the clients and the BPO service providers. So let's look at the future outlook of the BPO industry. So we've discussed about the trends in terms of technology and quantum computing. Let's look at the advanced technologies. Now, continuing integration of AI, this will continue for the next few years. Machine learning is again something which complements the adaptability of artificial intelligence. And the automation is going to redefine the entire BPO process and the landscape, because this will not only improve efficiency, it will keep on reducing the requirement of manpower. So from thousands of people operating in a certain process, you'll be able to scale down to maybe a few hundred or maybe even less than 100. But the dependability on technology and the associated challenges of hiring skilled manpower, data security would then become the key focus of the service providers. Then you will have specialization. A shift towards more specialized BPO services will become even more prominent. So rather than BPOs catering to different requirements, we will see more growth in the niche segment, where BPOs will only cater to industry specific needs and sometimes only to certain processes for certain industries. So some BPOs would primarily be only healthcare BPOs, which we are already seeing. There'll be some BPOs who will only provide legal process outsourcing. They will not provide other umbrella services like customer service. So niche services will see a more growth in the next few years. Now, global expansion will again be a key trend. The industry is going to witness further globalization with emerging outsourcing hubs complementing traditional hubs. So we spoke about emerging hubs in Brazil, in other parts of Europe. So you will also have the providers in traditional centers like in India going and setting up their units. We already have Indian companies with major presence in Philippines and Europe, and that trend will continue. Data security and compliance will remain the focus. There'll be heightened focus on data security and compliance measures to address the regulatory landscapes and safeguard client data and interests. Let's look at the prospects for BPO providers. Now, strategic partnerships will remain key. BPO providers will become strategic partners, offering not just cost savings, but actively contributing to clients' business growth and innovation. For a BPO company to keep growing and attracting global clients, this will become key. You can't just be a provider who is banking on cost reduction for the client. They need to partner with the client and have a direct impact on business growth by contributing to their key and strategic business objectives. Then you'll have a more consultative approach. As knowledge transfer reverses, BPOs will now become more consultative in approach rather than being only transactional, which was a key component in the first, second, and third generation BPOs. We'll also see more of vertical integration. BPOs will explore vertical integration, expanding services offerings and becoming integral to clients' end-to-end business processes. This is where BPM comes into play, where you look at the end-to-end management of business processes for a client organization. And the emphasis on skill development will continue. Continuous skill development and upskilling will be a priority to meet the demands of emerging technologies, right from the freshers joining the industry to people who are already part of the industry would continually need to learn and upskill themselves. So this was a more detailed discussion about BPO, the evolution of BPO globally and in India. We'll discuss about the processes and the setup and other challenges in detail in the subsequent lectures. So see you in the next chapter. Thank you.